Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. I recently listened to an interview with Dr. Thomas Saws, psychiatrist and an outspoken critic of psychiatry and what he calls, quote, the myth of mental illness, unquote, also the title of a book he wrote 25 years ago. His basic argument is that individuals and the state use psychiatry to put labels on people who deviate from behavior deemed acceptable. Labels such as schizophrenic stigmatize whoever is, quote, diagnosed as one, and allow removal of him or her from mainstream society. To Dr. Saws, mental illness does not exist, only wide-ranging individual expressions of human behavior. So how does this relate to astrology? Well, I have maintained on a number of occasions that astrology is one of the best diagnostic tools for anyone involved in psychology or psychotherapy. A good astrologer can pinpoint the basic issues in a person's life from his or her natal chart without extensive interviews or history. While astrology can be used to assist therapists, such an application is a recent one. Actually, your birth chart shows your energetic makeup of, but not how, you choose to express it. For example, if you have Saturn squaring your moon in your natal chart, you may experience pressure, Saturn, growing up, the moon. Millions of people were born with this aspect, and while the experience is likely similar, how each responds will differ. One person with this aspect may indeed seek out a therapist or a psychiatrist to resolve or work through the problems of childhood, while another may leave his or her past behind and live in the moment without pervading memories. Each is a legitimate response. Neither one is right or wrong, simply different facets of human behavior. Although I have a degree in psychology, my role as an astrologer is not to try to fix people or to make them conform better to what society may dictate, but rather to help them better understand their own uniqueness, a uniqueness in expressing an energetic makeup shared with others. Many troubled clients find comfort that they share the same challenging planetary aspects with countless other people. It removes a sense of isolation people in crisis often have. At the same time, clients can begin to understand that the way in which they express a shared energetic pattern with others is individual. This can help free them from the burden of ongoing stress as they move to take charge of their lives. The key is self-awareness and a willingness to accept themselves as individuals. In a way, the real challenge is not to conform, but rather to discover and nourish your own unique identity and of those around you. Being on the fringes of society should be as acceptable as being in the mainstream. Freedom demands that it be so. A very Uranian point of view.